Remind me again why we are here.
Reggie invited us for an interview about our big party.
Such a ridiculous stage name. Just as absurd as the man himself.
Come here, let me fix your tie. It might be radio, but that doesn't mean we can't look our best.
Thank you, my heart. Should you not be discussing the public event? It's not as though the entire city is being invited to the masquerades. I don't see why this matters.
My love, might I remind you that we are pillars of this world. As such, we should demonstrate that power in softer ways. I know we had plans today, and I assure you I have not forgotten such an important moment for us.
You have turned me into such a hopeless romantic. You must take responsibility.
I will if you do, my love.
Mr. and Mrs. Deckard, thank you for arriving ahead of time. Please, have a seat here and Reggie will be with you soon, okay?
Sure, no problem.
I can drag him out if it makes things move faster.
I don't think...
I'm sure he'll be along any minute. Oh, look, there's Reggie now. Hey there. Long time no see.
Hello. As always, it is a pleasure to be in the presence of the great Tragedy Deckard. Stunning as always.
It has been some time, little cherub.
Why, Mr. Deckard, always a pleasure to see you again. I wasn't expecting you.
Were you expecting to have more of an intimate rendezvous with my wife today? You might be able to hide your gift from others, but not from me.
Oh, Jesse Kent. Sebastian has been nothing but a gentleman and kind to me.
Ah, but of course, my dear. It is in his nature to be charming. He exudes it like a silver-tongued serpent among the horses his goddess tends to.
Am I missing something?
Well, there is nothing to worry about, my lady. I'm sure your husband means no ill will. And I, for one, do not hold a grudge from such cold greetings.
If you think that is cold, how about a visit to my morgue?
Are you that eager to get me alone? Will your lovely wife be joining us?
Oh, do you want to live until tomorrow?
Are you afraid of me satisfying her more than you can?
What now?
You have no idea how my passion consumes her body and soul. Something you could only dream of.
I am not one to try and overshadow you, but I have been trained by the best.
Dreams don't count, you little shit.
Suck it, old man.
Suck what? There's nothing there, baby boy.
Then what was the look on your wife's face when she accidentally walked into my dressing room last
night?
That
never happened.
Let's see how you fare when flayed and hung to dry, lost and forgotten in endless darkness.
Okay. This is spiraled out of control fast. No one is killing anyone today unless I say so. What the hell's gotten into you, Reggie?
He started it. He knows how much I hate being called that.
Oh, why? It's so cute.
It's embarrassing. Besides, let's be honest. You know how much of a man I am.
Look here, you little shit. My father may have made a vow not to have me end your pathetic little life, but he never put a limit on how much pain I could cause you.
Well, it's tentacle play. You didn't strike me as a hentai fan.
I'm going to hurt you. Badly.
I don't want to find out. And just between you and I... Above ground is my preferred method of being.
Okay, that's it. I give up. Just don't hurt him too much. We still have an interview to do.
As she said, don't hurt me.
Luckily, it's a radio show. All we need is your voice.
It might be a radio show, but we still need the equipment and staff.
Oh, I'm sure they will return after I put you in your place.
Look, how about we call a truce? Behind the eight ball is not a position I wish to be in. I swear to keep my distance from your lady love.
You will. if you know what's good for you.
A gentler landing next time would be great.
Oh, beggars can't be choosers. You're funny. A bit unusual, but you have some bends amongst my staff.
Lucky me.
Not really. Some just want to see you as a meal.
I suggest we get on with this interview before I continue taking my frustrations out on you.
All right. Let's pull it together, crew, and get this done. I don't want to eat through a straw tonight.
Right, sir. We are on the air in 10.
Places, everyone.
Wait, Jessican, you sit next to me on the other side, furthest from Reggie.
No matter how far you place us, I can still flay the flesh from his bones.
Later, dear.
May the gods. Almost 5, 4, 3.
Greetings and salutations! Welcome to another episode of Real Time with Reggie. As always, I am your illustrious host, Reggie Cummings. We've had a wide range of guests here on our show, from the friendly and, some shall we say, eccentric. I have an exclusive interview with two individuals you all know and love. Here with me is our esteemed First Lady, Tragedy Deckard, and her shadow of a husband, Dreads Deckard, in the studio with us today to discuss her anticipated Halloween ball.
Oh, you little...
Thank you, Reggie. It's a pleasure to be here.
I am just going to come out and ask the question everyone is dying to know. What is the theme for this year?
Well, it's been a tough decision. Last year we went all out, so it'll be tricky to top. But we've been debating if we should break the norm and try a Bridgerton-style ball.
Oh, both are great options. Although I wouldn't peg you for a Bridgerton fan.
How about we play Peg the Piggy and find that out in a more fun way?
Why would you think that? I lived it, after all.
Well, I don't want to offend you, but your past events were a bit on the darker side.
Well, those were some interesting times. A little screaming goes a long way in setting the mood. I can't deny that it would be different from our customary masquerade, but change isn't always bad. Right, Jessikins?
Certainly, my love. We wanted to usher in the new year for Darkness Falls. There will be a carnival held the same night, and all are welcome to attend.
Oh, free of charge?
Of course. This is our gift to the home we love so dearly.
That is most charitable of you both. Will that mean that all the rides will be free as well?
But of course. We want everyone to come together and enjoy themselves in a little sanctuary we all can be proud of.
That's right. All the food is going to be provided by local vendors.
You heard it here first, folks. Everything is completely free.
For sure. We're also in negotiations with I-150 and hope to hold a live performance.
Wonderful. Unfortunately, we are out of time. I, for one, am looking forward to such an event.
Thank you for having us.
I suppose I will let you keep your arms, little cherub.
you're not going to drop this, are you?
No. You sealed your fate the moment you opened your mouth. Oh, speaking of which, Tragedy there, did you bring the pacifier?
Oh, yeah, I got it right here.
Oh, here comes the users, you see. Now, come here, little baby boy. It's time to put you to your after-lunch sleep.
What?
No, thank you.
I've already had one.
It's gonna be
one.
Nappy
thank
time
you
for
kindly.
You, little one. Come here.
Tragedy, you need to collect your man real quick here.
Well, big boys need their big rest, and this one is laced to make sure that you're gonna sleep for a long time.
Nappy, nappy.
And here comes the choo-choo train. Choo-choo.
Let me just...
You're a praying person.
There we go.
Stop being a
baby, baby.